Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Len?
Yes.
Yeah, well, how did your artist go?
I have in front of me is some comments that were phoned in by Nancy Hanks.
Yeah.
Let me just read you a couple of these. I frankly didn't have a chance to identify the people by name, but these are leaders in the field, and some of the comments are marvelous speech, comes across a marvelous humanitarian. In one speech, he will have advanced the cause of arts more than I think even he realizes. He's done so much already, but this will make them fly. Isn't he fantastic? Terrific. No politics. Not political at all. Kind of guy you'd want to know. My gosh, I'm going to go back and get our governor to tell all his agencies they've got to get involved in the arts. Best speech he's made since he's been in office. It had the feeling and it had specifics. I felt the sincerity. Oh, it's really perfect. Absolutely foul. I told them to get
it. Maybe we're
in the bushes there, in back in their states, and but the feeling in the crowd was one of just enormous great response.
Well,
I thought it was first rate.
If we can get a little of that through. Well, anyway, I don't know. We never know whether this issue is worth much of a damn, but at least it's something that's important to these people and also important in the long run to what we do, so we just got to do it.
Oh, I think it's a real kind of a sleeper issue. It affects
a lot
of people, and
yeah,
a lot of people that write and a lot of people with money.
Oh, certainly
all
that.
Over the place, and they really, we were able to, yeah. I know people that I have access to now that I never did before because of the arts thing.
It might affect a few clarinet players.
A few clarinet players. So I'm just sending you a memorandum, and we've got very good news from Taft Schreiber. He's got a commitment from Sam Rothberg and another major Democrat in California to go out and hit the trail and raise $5 million next year.
My gosh, that's something.
For the next time around, and that's related to I'll put it down in the memorandum.
What we've done, what, movies?
We've done, no, not movies.
Oh, yeah.
Middle East.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And this comes in, you know, it's quite explicit.
Yeah. Right.
And these are leading Democrats who are going to go out on...
Were you in San Clemente when we had that meeting with the movie people?
Yes.
You remember
I wasn't, but I know all the detail.
You remember then you know the story I told is absolutely true. Some guy over there, the bearded guy or something, and one of the guys attending, boy, but not bearded, long-haired, told me exactly that they'd already taken about, I think he told me there were 10,000 kids from Watts had been taken to museums. And,
right.
And musical thing, not musical, you know, I don't know what kind of music, but I didn't care.
Well, it
so
is.
So that meant something to those people. They got that. You know.
In New York?
And I thought it was interesting, too, the little story about the, shall we go, second class. And I remember that.
Right.
You know, that story, believe me, is 40 years old, but I recall it when
it's
I was
just
working.
Terrific. It's
really true. A woman, she must have been a remarkable woman, did it for nothing to come there and tell us that when she came back from Europe, the family voted, shall we buy the painting or go second class? And they decided, or go first class, and they decided to buy the painting, which I think is
a good way of illustrating priorities.
The best way.
That's really terrific. And we've had that in a number of places where I think that it is true that the people have something to tie them over.
But the main thing we need is this. If we can get across the point, Len, that, and I do feel strongly on this, that damn it, that just food stamps and a little more income and increase my Social Security and give me better plumbing and so forth is not all that is in life.
Right.
That there's a hell of a lot of people in the world that don't have much, but there are a lot of people that have everything and have nothing. And there are a lot of people that have very little and have everything. That's really what these people in the arts ought to be doing to tell people. In other words, a person who sits there, you know, in a hell, some of the greatest people in music, they had to have angels later on, but they started from very poor families.
That's right.
And, you know.
And when you said this is the kind of thing that you'd take them up on the mountaintop and give them some vision of what life is outside that miserable city.
And otherwise...
The Marvelous Passes, by the way, you know, that improvisation when you lifted up and went into that whole thing, and it, you know, how that really drew a rifle shot of applause. But,
main thing is to tell Nancy to
get out there.
Tell her to get behind those beards and find out what those people are doing. Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.